This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome back to hour number three. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. And we are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There is a chat room on the website, and folks are chatting, and good discussions that are being had, and you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, and of course you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. So, you know, I often like to break up segments here on The Real Side with different subjects, but I think, you know, coming in tonight, I saw this whole situation that was happening right now where you have the attorney for the whistleblower, and, you know, his name is Zaid, Mark Zaid. And Trump actually, in his rally down in Monroe, Louisiana tonight, was referring to this because, you know, listen, when, you have to think about this from a macro perspective, all right? And if you haven't been following closely at home, like you guys have, I'm sure you have, you wouldn't be listening to shows like this if you haven't. But maybe you're just switching through the dials and you're listening for something to listen to and you hear my sultry dulcet tones of my voice and you're saying, hey, who's this guy? Well, the day after the inauguration, we know this, the day after the inauguration, the Democrats went into impeachment mode. They were actually beckoned on to do that by the Washington Post. In fact, they actually stated that now it's time for impeachment. We know it started long before the election. We know that the whole Russian collusion narrative with the Steele dossier and the FISA memo and everything that just moved up all the way to through the election and then into the election that led up to the Mueller investigation. But you forget, there's other things. They also had the emoluments clause. Okay, that they wanted to impeach the president because he had businesses. And you know what? Somebody from another country might actually come and stay in his hotel and spend $200 for a hotel night. Right? Even though he separated himself in a blind trust, he was still going to be impeached for that. Or the 25th Amendment, whereby a group of people who know better than you and I, because they are in the government, and therefore they have the moral... they have the ethical, they have the intelligent ability to decide for you when an election should be overturned. And they decided to try and push the 25th Amendment, saying that the president doesn't have all of his faculties there. It didn't work either. So they went for, Stormy Daniels, right? And they went after his attorney, and he paid her off, and there was a quid pro quo, and they went after all of that. Nothing happened with that, either. The list continues on and on. The Mueller was the granddaddy. Mueller was everything. Remember every single day on CNN, and every single night on MSNBC, it was, the walls are closing in. The walls are closing in on this president. It's the last days of Rome for the Trump administration. And they'd have these stern-faced, very concerned pundits. that have basically been enjoying the thrills and the cocktail parties of the deep state since the 80s and the 90s, and they've now been kicked out. You got the Bill Kristols on the right and the Jonah Goldbergs of the right that are hand-wringing and clenching their tissues that this president is beneath the dignity of the Oval Office. We can do better. So they're going to put up McMullen, right? Excuse me. So President Trump comes out, and instead of tucking tail and turning like a Mitt Romney or George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush would have done, or most other Republicans would have done, and come out and said, I'm sorry, please, I didn't mean to put the dog on the roof of my car. He's fighting. He's fighting. And not only is he's fighting in a way which is making the left so deliciously angry. Everything that is coming out now regarding this whistleblower, the fact that, if I was his son, Donald Trump, I would not have tweeted the whistleblower's name. But he's reading tonight. He was actually reading the whistleblower's lawyer's tweets on stage. And he said, and he was absolutely reading this on stage, he called Zaid a sleazeball. And he further noted that Zaid had declared CNN would play a role in impeaching Trump. And as we know, as I talked about at the beginning of this show, Zaid remarked, I predict CNN will play a key role in real Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president, and that he also stated, as one falls, two more will take their place, apparently referring to the Trump administration employees defying the White House, and we are looking at somebody that has, in essence, taken this whistleblower, what's his name, Chiramella, okay, this guy that was working for the deep state, for Clapper, and from what I understand, Brennan, and from what I understand, Vice President of the United States at the time, Joe Biden. This is their whistleblower. Remember that picture of when Donald Trump came out of the White Obama came out of the White House on the day after the election, and all of the White House staff were standing there, stern face. Chiramella was there. He was one of them. Going to talk about this and a lot more with Megan Barsh. She's going to be joining us here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the Prime War.
And if you don't know that song, you're too young. I'm sorry. How many Friday nights did you all spend in the theater dancing to Rocky Horror Picture Show? Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe, who is fighting for his life right now at that school board where all the social justice warriors have come out of the blue. The social justice warrior mob who have said, oh, it's because of Joe, and he's got rid of Katie Hill because he produced all those porn pictures, which he didn't do. And, yeah, it's because this is the state of our country right now. You can get a leftist mob everywhere. But you know who the biggest leftist mob right now is the deep state. And Eric Chiarimella, who Real Clear Investigation suggests is the likely so-called whistleblower, was part of the Obama administration email chain celebrating the eventual signing of a $1 billion loan guarantee to Ukraine. Okay, let's think about that for a minute, folks. We want to talk about the biggest leftist mob, the hatchet jobs that they have done on this country. Okay, let's go straight to Eric Chiarimella. I'm sorry, that is who the whistleblower is. And if you can't admit to that mainstream media, then, you know, the fact is that you openly admitting that you're carrying the water for this president. And speaking of carrying water, somebody that's carrying water for the right on a daily basis, Megan Barth, Reagan Babe. How are you, Megan?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for joining us tonight. I know you're really busy. So you've been obviously following this entire deluge that's come out with Eric Chiarimella's... His attorney apparently was tweeting all the way from the day after the inauguration that this was going to be a coup attempt to take out the President of the United States. And, oh, by the way, it just happens to be the whistleblower, as is my client here. Is this thing unraveling for the left, or are people just not paying attention?
Oh, I think people are paying attention, but the Democrats, of course, I'm just waiting to see how they're going to spin this. I mean, do you think that Eric Chiarimella's attorney that has been plotting and planning the coup is going to recuse himself? No, of course not. Is he going to be asked to step down? We have to realize that his attorney, and forgive me, I don't have his name in front of me right now, but he started a quote-unquote nonpartisan, nonprofit whistleblower organization in order to help whistleblowers. And when did he start that? Basically the day after Trump got elected. Guess who sits on the board of this whistleblower, and I say that like that in an air quote, foundation that the guy planning the coup, Eric Chiarimella's lawyer, started? That would be John Podesta.
Really?
It's amazing. It's amazing to me that it always comes back to the Clintons. Even a well-known, prolific pedophile comes back to the Clintons. And now we find out that this whistleblower, like they like to call him, which is really nothing but a John Brennan communist operative, who was placed in the West Wing by John Brennan, we need to call him exactly what he is. He's an operative. He should not be afforded whistleblower protection.
It seems like this guy, Eric Chiarimella, was a cog in the wheel of the deep state. All these emails are now starting to come out that show that Chiarimella interfaced about Ukraine with individuals who played key roles in facilitating the infamous anti-Trump dossier produced by Fusion GPS and reportedly financed by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the DNC. This goes on and on and on. I gotta say this. The media do not want to say this guy's name. Is it that they're afraid that as soon as people start, you know, it's like they've given their permission for the world to talk about this guy, that once everybody's had the permission to talk about Chiarimella, that they're going to realize that this guy is a deep state hack? Why are people cowtailing to the mainstream media on this?
Well, I mean, we even had Fox News that came out today instructing that their pundits and their talkers not even mention his name. What's very interesting is under if they want to really go by the law, which Democrats never want to, they'll pick and choose the laws they want to follow, and they'll just exempt themselves from if they break it, the law that they break. But nonetheless, the designation of a whistleblower only applies to usually congressional people, right, not outing the whistleblower in fear of retaliation, political retaliation. The press is not held to those standards. The press could out the whistleblower very easily. And I find it highly ironic that all of a sudden Dianne Feinstein has something to say about the protection of a whistleblower when she didn't give a damn about Christine Blasey Ford. She couldn't wait to trot her out and expose, you know, Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah, well, so there's no due process for people we don't like.
Right. Well, exactly. And so the Democrats are not about women. They're not about the protection of women. They're not about the protection of children. They're not about the protection of national security. They will simply just use women and children and moles like this deep state mole, this political operative, Eric Ciaramella, in order to create the distraction, create the deflection from their own ties to Ukraine. If the Democrats want to hang themselves on Ukraine, please let me provide the rope. They're going to need a lot of it.
Megan, President Trump yesterday, he alleged that the so-called whistleblower may not even exist. He said on a tweet, there is no whistleblower. There is someone with an agenda against President Donald Trump. And as we saw last night, Senator Rand Paul, he threatened to name the whistleblower and is demanding that they testify in Congress. But today, earlier today, we got an nuclear explosion from the Trump family. Donald Trump Jr., he tweets the name of the whistleblower. I saw a picture of you recently with Donald Trump Jr. at some event. I'm not sure if that was the one down in Florida or not. What are your thoughts on a Trump actually releasing the name?
Why not? I mean, here's the thing. He is not a whistleblower by any stretch of the statute. What we have to remember that the IG of the Intelligence Committee, the Inspector General, changed the whistleblower rules on August 12th of this year. It just so happened all of a sudden that we all of a sudden got this quote unquote whistleblower.
Yeah.
So it really goes down to the fact that this guy would have never been considered a whistleblower before August 12th. And now as the facts come out, he's just not a whistleblower even after August 12th. He is a compromised agent. He is a compromised operative. And obviously biased. Who was placed in the West Wing by John Brennan. And let me just go back to that real quick, okay? So have you ever voted for a communist, David?
Nope.
Would you ever vote for a communist if a gun wasn't pointed at your head?
We're going to talk about this more afterwards. We got Megan Barth, Reagan Babe. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about this after the break. And a lot more to talk about here. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks, Megan, for joining us.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the 2016 presidential campaign, President Trump made a promise to install strict instructionist judges to the bench. The president said his commitment to appointing conservative judges is necessary to combat judicial activism.
Recent decades, our system has been under relentless attack by the left-wing activists who want to take the powers of the elected branches and give that power to unelected federal judges.
A federal judge has struck down a Trump administration conscious provision allowing pro-life health care workers to opt out of abortions, sterilization, or assisted suicide procedures. The judge said it was unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow is off by a fraction, the S&P up 2, and the NASDAQ down 24 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? That's going to be my favorite clip out of all of Joe's clips, is anything from Animal House, and I'm a happy man. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina's Real Side Radio, and we are in our final third hour tonight, and we're also live on Facebook and our website and 52 stations across the fruited plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network, and we were chatting with Reagan Babe, Megan Barth, and before we get back into the subject, you were about to talk about Brennan. Where can folks find you, Reagan? Megan?
ReaganBabe.com. Reagan isn't Ronald, Babe isn't Ruth. ReaganBabe.com. Sign up for my newsletter every Saturday. You get what we're breaking down and what I'm breaking down all week long.
Yeah, and you're...
And I just posted two podcasts, actually. Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself and Politics is Downstream from Culture. Those are two good ones.
Wait, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself? What do you talk... Huh?
I know. Can you believe it?
Wait.
Yeah, I don't think that...
I think one of the greatest series of memes in the history of all that is meme-ish is the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I saw the one with, somebody took all of the Christmas stockings, you know, with your first name initial. You saw that, right? In Target, right? It's just this whole rack, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It was perfect. All right. So we are talking here about, Chiarimella, the whistleblower, and you were saying how he was related to Brennan. Continue with that and everything according to that.
Yeah, so no one of anybody in their right state of mind or who's an American would ever vote for a communist, but John Brennan voted for a communist. So if you wonder why we're having all of these problems, it's because a man who voted for a communist was head of the most powerful agency in the world, which is CIA. John Brennan handpicked Eric Chiarimella in order to sit in the West Wing, which gave him exposure to all of the crosstalk that the president was having with leaders of state. And what people were talking about at the time is how unusual Eric was as far as where he was at certain meetings in the West Wing, outside of the West Wing, because he was simply the J-13 at the CIA. So they knew, as reports that Paul Sperry reported last week, is that they knew this kid was politically connected. He was politically connected directly to Brennan, which made him directly connected to the White House, because he not only worked for Brennan, he worked for Joe Biden. And Joe Biden was the ambassador to Ukraine. He was a registered Democrat. He also worked for Susan Rice, who is most famous not only for lying about Benghazi, but also announcing hundreds of people in and around the Trump campaign. We also can't forget that Barack Obama, on his way out the day before he left office and supposedly gave a peaceful transition of power over to Donald Trump, he expanded the powers of the NSA, whereby they could share all of the information specifically related to the unmasking among numerous agencies, up to 16 different agencies instead of the one or two that it was before Barack Obama left. And so what this would create was the opportunity to have tons of whistleblowers.
Yeah.
You've got people that never had access to sensitive information like that you would find in unmasking or even listening in on phone calls, expanding the power of the NSA. So now we can expect more Erics most likely to come forward, especially when you have this attorney who's heading up a whistleblower association, nonpartisan, headed by John Podesta on the board, that will simply look for other political operatives in order to complete their coup.
So this is Susan Rice as well. This is all of them basically just planting the trap, right? And this goes back probably a year before the even the inauguration, because they were putting this all together to trying to take him out, right?
Yeah, they started spying on him, and I believe the latest number or the latest date I heard was December 2015. It was literally right after he went down the escalator with Melania that Trump was put under super secret surveillance. And they started using Fusion GPS, so we paid, of course, for the operatives, whether it was a Russian agent, whether it was a British agent, whether it was an Italian or Greek or Australian. You know, the Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are of the DNC, of the past administration, used numerous foreign sources in order to dig up dirt on Donald Trump, and when they get started, they said they just made it up.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just getting a quick request here from production to hold your phone steady away from your face because it's going in and out. We're picking up every just two out of three words here, if that's
okay.
Possible. Yeah, thanks. So let's shift here for another minute, because you know during the break you and I were talking about what's going on with Joe Messina and the outrage mob, the cancel mob, and you know this is another version of the left. The left want to take out anybody that's president and in power, and they're going to do so by hook or crook. But it's also from the standpoint of suggesting that if you disagree with us in any way, you must obey. And if you don't, we're going to cancel you out. We talk about what's happening with Joe Messina right now at the school board seat, and essentially they're lying. They're basically propagandizing that he was the one that put out the pictures when he didn't, and they're trying to remove him from the school board. But this is now, Megan, you've talked about this in our culture. This is now the MO for the left, that they want to cancel you. They want to ruin you. They want to stop you from being employed if you do not obey.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's not freedom of speech, and certainly not freedom of association. And I've said for years, David, and you and I have talked about this for years, that the creation of the words called hate speech are really what started this fascism. Because at the time that hate speech was being bounced around as something that we should use in our everyday vernacular, I was warning everybody, well, who determines what hate speech is?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the arbiter? Who is the mediator? Well, it's the left. The left created a term called hate speech, so now everything that they disagree with is considered hateful, and now we are seeing, thankfully, the University of Michigan, for example, deconstructed and decommissioned their bias police. I don't even know how that was, the University of Michigan. So, you know, the left has been insidious, and I was always taught that the left are incrementalists. They'll just chip and chip away at the fundamentals of our Constitution or of our Bill of Rights, until they completely destroy it. They want uniformity of thought, but they want diversity in color. So they don't want you to think differently, but they want you to accept that multiculturalism and diversity is somehow good. You can't have it both ways. And so I often ask, why is it that communists and Marxists and socialists and anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar always seem to find a home in the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Why is that? Well, that's because that's where they're welcome.
Yeah.
And so what goes along with that totalitarian ideology, whether it's socialism, Marxism, communism, not to split hairs here, but is the uniformity of thought pushed through a network of propaganda. And what the Democrats rely on is somebody like ABC to bury a story on Jeffrey Epstein, a company like NBC's bury a story like Jeffrey Weinstein. And why they buried those stories is because they were two of the largest bundlers for Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton Foundation. So the left is all concerned about protecting their power. They don't give a flying fig about women or children or human trafficking or sex trafficking or pedophilia or rape or anything that came along with Jeffrey Epstein or Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All they cared about was protecting their power, and the way they protect their power is to silence the opposition. You silence the opposition by accusing them of hate speech, or you silence the opposition by not reporting the truth of varying stories.
You're talking about this week's Project Veritas video that released and featured ABC News anchor Amy Robach on set, and she was talking about how ABC basically covered up on the Epstein. They didn't release the story. 3 years ago, she had all the information. This is the same ABC, as you just talked about, that doesn't give due process to a Supreme Court justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. There was zero proof of anything there, going back 40 years, spiking the punch bowls, raping, gang rapes and things like this. Of course, that was absolutely insane and ridiculous. But they basically created this fever mob mentality where people were literally pounding the doors down at the Supreme Court of the United States. Do you think American distrust of the media is going to hit a tipping point with something like this, or is it just going to be more of the same?
Well, I mean, the good thing is that all of these networks that we're talking about really could fill an auditorium with an audience. I mean, the only reason that CNN has the ratings that it does is because you're forced to watch from an airport. And so when you look at their ratings, I mean, they aren't really reflective of the masses. And now, unfortunately, Fox has taken a left-wing turn with Paul Ryan on the board, and more people are looking at OANN. And so, you know, it's just true. It's a migration. People are only going to put up with so much until they turn the channel or turn it off. Right?
Yeah.
And so there is a certain amount of percentage of population, I always say it's between 20% and 30%, that are completely lost. Okay, they will suck this up. They will love this type of, you know, gross entertainment. It's all about the hate Trump media.
Right. Megan. Megan, I'm getting the hook here again. Listen, everybody follow Megan Barth at ReaganBabe.com. Listen to her show. She's fantastic and a great source of information, and we'll have you back on again real soon. And take care, my friend. I appreciate you giving us a call in.
Thanks so much, David.
You're very welcome. And we'll be back right after the break with our wrap-up here, final third hour. Dave Sussman here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Seems everything I buy these days.
Okay, so maybe more than Animal House, I love the Blues Brothers, too. Dave Sussman here for... How did we get to the final segment of the final hour so quickly? Tammy, you're doing great. Thank you so much. And thanks to Joe as well for the opportunity to sit in for him, and I wish him the best of luck tonight. And I'm sure he'll talk to you good folks tomorrow about what happened tonight here at Realside Radio, so that's definitely a show you don't want to miss. And you can find me tomorrow at 11 a.m. at America's Voice News. I have a show called America's Voice Live. I am a co-host there, and I do a two-hour news and commentary program. We go to live news, we talk about the news, and it's a great way for you to get alternative news, not the ABC, the NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox News some of these sometimes, especially during the day. Check us out at americasvoicenews.com. You can download the app as well. You can watch it on your Roku and your Apple TV and your Amazon Fire and your Android and your Apple and all the finagled, things on your phone as well. And you could also find me tomorrow at 4 p.m. at America's Voice News, where I do my show Whiskey Politics. So, yeah, I'm busy and got family weekend at college this weekend. And That's going to be fun as well. So it's just enjoyable being here, and thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to finish the three-hour show tonight with some good news, especially after what we see happening right now in Virginia, disappointing loss possibly. It looks like likely a loss for the governor's seat in Kentucky, although we had some great news last night across the board as well. But I wanted to point you to something that we talked about today, actually, at America's Voice News, because Donald Trump had an event at the White House. It was a ceremony to celebrate his confirmation of more than 150 federal judges. Actually, it's over 157, I think it is. And I'm just going to say this right now. Whether Donald Trump is a one-term or a two-term president, and I think a lot of us believe he's going to be a two-term president, and God help us if he's not, with what we're taking a look at right now on the left. But the most consequential, achievement of Donald Trump's presidency thus far, is it the economy? No. Is it clearing out the caliphate in Syria and ISIS? No. Is it bringing China to the table on trade? No. Is it, and I can go down the list. The one thing that Donald Trump is going to be remembered for, by Democrats especially, for years and years to come, as they curse his name under his breath, is that he has taken huge, massive strides in reversing the liberal activist judiciary that has essentially taken over our courts, our court system, and the judicial for the past 30, 40 years. In fact, you can go all the way back to Roe v. Wade. The originalist judges that he has confirmed not just SCOTUS, but across the nation in federal positions, is a victory for the rule of law. It's a victory for us that wanted to return to the founders' view of the judiciary and those that interpret the Constitution. Constitutional judges. And he said today, and I'm just going to read, my administration and Republicans in Congress have now confirmed more than 150 judges, and to be honest with you, it's substantially higher than that. He just can't stop himself. He said that the current count of 157, he predicted we should have about 182 federal judges shortly. So what we're looking at right here is something that, you know, listen, when the founders envisioned the Supreme Court, they didn't intend, for nominations to be as contentious as we saw with Kavanaugh. They didn't intend for politics to take precedent over the judicial. But the reason it has become so important for the left is because if they can't win at the ballot box, then they have to win in courts. And as I talked about earlier tonight, in hour one or two, I was talking about how Virginia was lost. Virginia wasn't lost last night. Virginia was lost 3 months ago when a Virginia federal judge, a liberal judge, allowed for the gerrymandering to take place where they were redrawing the lines of the district in Virginia to essentially make each of the districts a lot more diverse, thereby getting a lot more Democrat votes in each district exactly where they wanted them. The courts have always been important. But listen, their job is to protect the rule of law, not reinterpret law. And what the Democrats and what many of these activist judges have been doing for the past 40 years is to interpret the law to fit their mold of what they want to see America look like. Not what the founders determined the Constitution should suggest. And the left have used this ever so effectively. And so what Donald Trump is doing right now is he is slowly reversing that. Heck, even the Ninth Court of Appeals is almost at parity. This is the extremist appellate court based in San Francisco. And because of Donald Trump, he's putting on these judicial appointments, these judges that are constitutionalists. They're not activists. So, you know, one of the things that I always take a look back is history. And you can go back 100 years. Woodrow Wilson, 110 years at this point. And, you know, Woodrow Wilson, one of the fathers of the idea that the Constitution is living, it's malleable. We could design it how we want. He argued that Congress should have the most power when he thought it would benefit him. And then he argued that the presidency should have the most power once he became president. How convenient. And this is how the Democrats have essentially been running roughshod for 40, 50 years. So liberal activist judges are now taking aim at Trump's policies. We just this week, we saw a federal judge appointed by Barack Obama. He struck down Trump's new policy protecting healthcare workers from being forced to participate in abortion on the grounds that the Trump policy was too, quote unquote, coercive. Trump's policy defended religious freedom and conscience. But according to the Obama appointed judge, any rejection of Obama's policy removing such freedom is itself coercive. The activist judges that have struck down Trump's policies on work requirements for Medicaid, loosening environmental restrictions, orders to tighten federal enforcement on immigration law, his temporary travel ban, again, not on Muslims, but on those 7 countries that have basically sent us a lot of people that we should let in. Some of them happen to be Muslim majority countries. Not all Muslim countries, there's 100 of them. So the founders didn't intend for the federal branches to essentially have power over each other. It was a check and it was a balance. And what this president has done is he has, and I can't believe I'm saying this because when I voted for this president, I've told you about this before on the show, I voted for him with my fingers crossed behind my back. I didn't expect him to go to the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation and ask who would be the best nominees for the Supreme Court. And he's going down the list. So what he is doing, forget all of the mess that we're talking about on a daily, the media and whistleblowers and impeachment. That's all politics. What this president is doing, he has sown the seeds that is going to bring us back to constitutional values in this country that the founders wanted for us. And that is going to live far longer than his 1 or 2 terms. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this is why the left are fighting tooth and nail to repeal the election from 2016. Because they know that they can't win at the voter box. They can't win at the ballot. So they're trying to win at the courts. This is where the big fight is, ladies and gentlemen. This is why it is so important that you have to provide this president, senators, and congressmen and women who will support this man's policies. Because the left, the deep state, the media, they will never, ever rest. Think about this. This is the greatest fight and maybe the greatest battle of our time. This next year that is coming up, he's going to make 2016 look like kids playing marbles. It's going to get ugly, and billions will be spent on both sides. So let's get prepared for it. Tammy, thank you. It was great being here tonight. Best of luck with Joe, and I'll see you, I think, in a week or two. I've got to check my calendar. And thanks to all of you listening here at Realside Radio. Follow me at David Sussman on Twitter, and find me at America's Voice News, and on Facebook, Whiskey Politics. Cheers.